Melissa and Mark Stone are from the same city in Iowa, but they didn't know each other growing up. That's partly because Melissa is African-American and Mark is white. Melissa says their school district was mostly white, and that helped shape her racial identity. Melissa talked to Mark about one experience in grade school that really stuck with her.
I was in this performing troupe. There was this one song that was really technically difficult, and it was a Disney princess song. It was "Someday My Prince Will Come." My mom had a friend who was a seamstress, and I think she must have gone to the fabric store and bought a pattern to make a Snow White dress. And I remember the satin, and I remember the feel of the yellow and the red and the little, you know, details on the shoulder sleeve. And I remember going up to the microphone, and I remember taking a deep breath, you know, getting all your jitters out. And I remember singing, and I did a beautiful job. I remember it went really well. And there was this moment where I looked into the audience. I could tell they were sort of laughing to each other. You know, they were like whispering, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I couldn't figure out if it was someone behind me. And I remember I finally heard what one of them was saying, and they said, "Snow Black." Hmm. That doesn't make any sense. And slowly that started to spread throughout this group. "You're Snow Black, ha ha ha, Snow Black." And I think for me, that was one of my first aha moments. Not in understanding myself, but I think in understanding the difference between how I view myself and how I came to learn that the world would view me. And I remember thinking, it doesn't matter to this group that I feel beautiful in this dress, and it doesn't matter to them that I'm singing really well and that I've worked really hard and that I am proud of what I'm doing. What mattered to them was what they could see and that it didn't make sense. And so they felt like it was okay to laugh and to point and to rule out those other things to consider. And that was pretty crushing for a 7-8-year-old.
Are you afraid about having kids?
Oh, in every way, shape, yeah, and form. I mean, I particularly as it relates to their racial identity, I feel so overprotective, and I don't have them yet. But working with students in a school context, you know, you read the news and you feel more terrified. And you want to build them up, and you want them to have a clear understanding of who they are, particularly Black and brown children and students. And I wish I could envision bringing them into a better world, but yeah, it's that what do we do with the one that we've got, and how do we create a space where they know who they are?
That was Melissa and Mark Stone. They were interviewed in Seattle by the University of Washington Center for Communication, Difference, and Equity. The interview is provided courtesy of StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. www.storycorps.org.